Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now...
Did you do something different with your morning routine?
I'm biking a lot. I was riding home to zoom into a meeting at work.
You say Greg's on the glow up?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Not when Iceberg Slim's out there like that, slapping your ass.
Yes, queen.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
EEI, you got nothing else to talk about?
Shut the fudge up.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
Lululemon men's section. Yeah. 1 p.m. on a Monday. Sun is shining. Two men walk in. They both have ski masks on. And all of a sudden, one of them whizzes by me. He has probably three cubbies worth in his arms.
Of items that he has not paid for.
That is correct.
He gone!
The guy is drunk!
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Oh, hello.
Starring Greg Hill.
He put the team on his back.
I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes.
I live next door to Greg Hill. And he's not an impressive guy.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
What now?
Wiggy.
I was able to make guys miss and get open with my wiggle.
Joined by the relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
Whoa, I never realized that when you're in your car and they have to do work underneath, that they lift you all the way to the top.
Accompanied by the brains of this operation.
That right there is a banger.
Curtis.
I can't play a drop. I'm stupid.
Chris Shime.
Winning 9-2. Me and Greg are great friends. We can have lunch together.
Shime's probably the most qualified of us all
probably.
In this room.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole.
Beam me up, Scotty.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
I am a peacock. You got to let me fly.
WEEI.
What's going on, everybody?
That was a good open.
Yo, what up, man?
You think?
That was a good open.
Well, I will say this about Shime, who is a Gresh and Keith producer and is today's candidate to replace Ken Laird. He included himself in the intro, which I like, Shime.
Well, thank you. Cool. Wiggy said jump right in to Matty Durant on Monday, so that's what I'm trying to do. Just include myself.
In business, that is called the assumptive close.
Oh,
you are assuming that you have the job. I like that.
It means something different in the trilogy.
All right, I like it. a little tip out there.
Curtis, could we put like a 6:15 moratorium on the first trilogy joke? It's getting old.
You can't have assumptive close out in the ether and not expect me to say something about the trilogy.
I'm in on the joke. I enjoy it. I like to go occasionally on a bit of a cruise on a boat and perhaps bring some individuals who are not of the same age as
me. On the Florida Georgia line.
Yes, correct. All right. Shime is trying to get Ken's job. First thing I would ask, I guess, is how do Andy and Rich feel about that?
Well, they just want the best for me, and this is a great opportunity for me, so they wished me the best of luck.
Who told you it was a great opportunity?
Gresh.
Okay, all right, good. Okay.
One Andy Gresh.
Wait, Sean, you have a host at this radio station that's interested in what's best for you?
Shocking, I know, right?
Holy cow.
It's a new spin.
Uh-huh. I'm going to give... I'm a tough grader, but oof. I'm going to give an A- on the first intro. What do you give it?
Pretty
Wiggy?
Good.
You,
I like the intro.
You like the Wiggy?
Yes, I love the intro.
Because there was a lot of you in it.
No, but I listen. I said this, and I think I said it to Matty D on Monday, man. Jump in the pool. Jump in the pool.
I just said that you said that.
Yeah, jump in the pool, man.
You didn't say jump in the hot tub because you injure yourself when you're getting
if you want to get in a hot tub, then what's better than getting in a hot tub with a bunch of people in there and just chopping it up?
That's true. All right, so they are encouraging you to go for it and to get this job.
Sweet, thank you. I'm ready for it.
All right, good, good. Courtney, are you going to be able to do the show today? I know you are racked with anxiety over...
I am in a great mood.
Okay.
I just feel like energy is up this week.
Yeah.
But I did receive a scary email yesterday that said, I work at a jail. Stop talking that you witnessed that robbery. So I'm just learning what I can share and what I cannot share.
We did talk about this briefly yesterday where I said any concern on your part that you have mentioned... by happenstance that you saw one of the individuals who robbed the Lululemon without his ski mask on.
Right.
Were you worried that you and Santo were going to be reclining by the fake fireplace that you have enjoying some pasta and there was going to be a knock on the door?
Yes.
Well, two things with that. Our fireplace gives off a lot of heat and we cannot eat pasta right now. If you forgot, my dear fiance is a little sick.
Oh, that's true. Well, you could eat pasta.
Right.
But not without him. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yes. So are you, you're only doing that because when you get pregnant, you're going to tell him that he can't drink.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So is it just chicken broth?
We actually had chicken noodle soup yesterday, but it never occurred to me that I could be putting myself in danger. And as somebody who consumes a decent amount of murder podcasts, that's shocking and something I need to reconsider.
Did you make Santo get up this morning and walk you to your car?
No, I did have a little bit of it. Now that you say it, that's anxiety. Why I was a little rattled.
Yeah. Anxiety.
I was nervous going to my car this morning.
Well, listen, you are the hero that we need. I appreciate the fact that you shared what happened at the Lululemon in the Seaport.
Thank you.
And I have decided to, even though it's a riskier place to go, I am now going to Lululemon in Wellesley and no longer going to Lululemon in the Seaport, Curtis.
A smart move.
Are you going to go to the Lululemon Mattapan later today?
Greg, I don't know where Mattapan is.
I go to Lululemon Big. It's a new store that they just opened. All right. Well.
Did you ever go to Maurice the Pants Man? That was a great shop back in the day.
That was that guy used to advertise on WAAF, and he had the greatest commercials. He was one of those people who did their commercials themselves.
I love it.
Uh-huh. And he used to yell in his commercial wiggy. He used to go, Maurice the Pants Man. That was the highlight of the early years at WAAF, Curtis.
That was the highlight.
All right. Well, welcome to your show. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And there are a bunch of different ways that you can consume this program. Good morning and hello to those who are watching the debut of Shime on this show on Twitch. Very simple. Just go to Twitch and then follow WEEI. And the Twitch feed is presented every single day by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So you can watch this program all the way up until 10 and watch throughout the day here at WEEI on the Twitch feed. If you cannot listen to this show and this radio station on the radio for whatever reason, you can stream it at WEEI.com. Or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we will get to this morning's leads. Did Ken Laird sabotage you, or did he tell you that you have to do a lead this morning, Sean?
No, I knew ahead of time because I went back and listened to my predecessors here this week.
Right.
So I knew ahead of time I was going to have a lead, even without Ken telling me. I just assumed he wouldn't trying to sabotage me.
would you be so kind as to grade your predecessors, each one, right now on their performance?
You know, I don't like to judge the competition. I like to let everybody's performance speak for themselves.
You get points.
If you want to grade, I'll give you my honest opinion.
I mean, do you get points for being a coworker who doesn't say anything about the performance of somebody you're trying to get?
No, but I mean,
Wiggy, I mean,
who says anything?
Wiggy, you're a rookie. Would you make a comment about the performance of another rookie during training camp?
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, I made comments about Nick when he was on the show. Curtis knows that when I was on, I would make comments about Mutt. I am not like...
He made comments about Bledsoe not giving him the ball.
I am not like some people...
He didn't have me on his big board.
Yeah, where everybody... Like, see, Courtney gives everybody A's.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to be real with you. As of right now, Shime, leader in the clubhouse.
All right. Shime, what do you give the grade-wise to the other guys?
I would say Matty Durant, I'd give a solid B.
Okay. Okay.
And Ben Charleston, I would give a B+.
Ooh.
Wow. I'll also say, as we get further into the week, you do have a bit of an advantage because you hear what we say about the others. I found this during the co-host search, where you hear like, oh, you guys were all excited about somebody bringing in food. Then everybody's bringing in food. You hear that you like that this person did this, then they do it.
That's why you insisted on waiting 2 months to come back for
I was actually the second person to come on the show. So,
but then if you the first person sets the bar high.
And she did. Mego.
Ooh, wow, Shime.
All right. Shime is giving Ken's job a shot this morning. Right now, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending this morning.
Your exclusive home of Red Sox baseball.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2022 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. And it's official, you guys. David Ortiz has been inducted into the Hall of Fame by the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Congratulations, Rob.
Yep.
He deserves it.
Manny should be next.
The news came last night with Big Poppy named on 307 of 394 ballots. We know one of those ballots that he was not on was Dan Shaughnessy. Here is the phone call that Ortiz received.
Hello, I'm trying to reach David Ortiz, please.
This is David Ortiz.
Hello, David. This is Jack O'Connell with the Baseball Writers Association of America. I'm calling you from Cooperstown, New York. But you know that the baseball writers have elected you to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes!
And Ortiz joins the six men voted in by the Golden Days and Early Baseball era committees back in December. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling all shut out from the hall.
What a joke.
Ken, seems like an awful lot of people at that party when it comes to the pandemic and COVID protocol. You okay with that? Okay.
He's in Florida. Right.
Okay. Oh, it's in Florida?
Yeah, I think the rules are different down there.
Florida, you can have 1,000 people in your
bathroom. The Dominican.
And what's that, Shime?
Ken's saying the Dominican.
Oh, it's down in the DR?
Okay, no rules. No rules in the Dominican.
Hey, he's got balls, though. He goes back down to the DL after they try to put him on ice.
Well, El Abusador is put away right now, so he's doing okay.
Yeah, okay.
And some more baseball news. According to Yahoo Sports, the Red Sox are front runners to sign Seiya Suzuki. Multiple officials have been informed that once the lockout is over, he most likely will sign with Boston.
Huh.
What's your scouting report on him, Greg?
Well, how much time do we have? Because I have some detailed notes. By the way, at some point on this morning show, Curtis, are we going to go over what we discovered in Ken's office yesterday?
Oh, my God. Yes, I would say.
It's serial killer-like.
Mm. What is he doing?
We know he's not working on anything related to the radio station.
My Lord. What a spreadsheet.
That's the most bizarre, sick, disturbed thing I have ever discovered when sneaking into somebody's office. All right. Anyway, we'll get to that later.
And the Celtics dominate the Kings 125-78. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 36 points. Jaylen Brown also had 30 points and tacked on 10 rebounds as well.
You hear Tatum after the game? Suddenly he loves the Time Lord. He's like, anybody but Marcus Smart or Jaylen Brown. Right. He's like, oh, I love Time Lord. Time Lord's the greatest. The guy's really coming on here.
I think the Time Lord is more like his speed. Like, I think they hang out off the court.
Okay.
Where he probably don't, him and Jaylen Brown don't look like they have a lot in common.
Here's Ime Udoka after the game.
I think we came out focused and had great attention to detail, great intensity. But we did on both ends of the floor. Obviously 13-38 in the first quarter. We guarded extremely well. You know, got out and ran, moved the ball well, and then obviously making shots changes the game. But our focus was great from the start.
Luckily, they played a team with 18 wins, so Sacramento Kings stink.
Well, now they head to Atlanta to take on the Hawks Friday night, and that is what's trending. So let's head to Curtis with the weather.
In the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center, it is currently 22 degrees in Boston, mostly clear. It feels like 11 degrees outside, and I'm going to throw down the gauntlet later today for our weather smoke with a challenge for this Saturday's blizzard coming to Boston.
Well, so are you still predicting somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 inches of snow on Saturday?
If I had to give my prediction right now, I'm going over 20 inches of snow in the city of Boston.
Man.
So we're going to have the official Greg Hill Show weather smoke on, I'm assuming, tomorrow.
Yep.
Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7. And what are you going to do? You're going to go up against him when it comes to your prediction?
So very simple. Tomorrow morning, say 7:30, whenever we end up doing it, I will give my prediction. He will give his. Mm. And then on the roof deck of NEMA, you, during Ken and Curtis Saturday, will give the official total.
Well, then what if the storm isn't over by the time your show is over?
Well, then you'll have to go back to the roof later in the day.
Okay.
Do you have a ruler?
No, I can measure it, though. As long as it's 12 inches, I can
measure it. Just use black.
I can find something to measure
with.
I
knew that was coming.
Yeah, did you know that was coming? Yeah. All right. Shime, you're a gambling man.
I am.
Who would you take, Jeremy Reiner or our staff meteorologist, Chris Curtis?
I'm going to go with the staff meteorologist, Chris Curtis.
What a
because
kiss ass. I've seen
some models that happen to show the same thing.
When you think models, you think Shime and Curtis.
All right. That is trending and the always accurate Chris Curtis weather forecast. And we will be back with today's leads coming up soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Place Ken Laird and Chris Shime, who produces the Gresh and Keefe show during the midday, is in here today as the candidate Safe choice. I like it on your first rejoin. What made you choose Def Leppard?
This is my girlfriend's favorite song, actually. Oh, wow. It's her favorite band of all time, so I had to go with the classic.
Let's not try to curry favor with significant others while the show is going on, please.
Sorry, my apologies. She's not awake yet anyways.
We have enough of that from Courtney. But I like that choice, though. I do like that choice. Now, in the Twitch chat, during the middays, you're in the Twitch chat all the time. I hear you talking about it all the time. So you're immune to what they say.
For the most part. Okay. I was streaming on Twitch myself before EEI was even on Twitch. Mm, so for me, Twitch chat making comments is just right off the skin.
Chad's a big gamer.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah, he's like me.
Oh, you guys have that in common.
Call of Duty gamer. Well, 23 minutes past the hour, 6 p.m.
He did just say in my ear, in my earpiece, time check. He told me I needed to do a time check.
I feel at home now. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Trying to make you feel right at home.
6:23, that is 37 minutes before 7 and 97 minutes before 8. In the Twitch chat, they are suggesting, it says, advice to Shime. Lose the Marty McFly vest.
Oh,
you don't
like
my vest?
I like it. I'm a vest girl, yeah.
I love vests.
Yep.
No, I can feel
it.
A vest.
Courtney likes it. Keep it.
Yeah. You probably got a deal for it from Lululemon on the street.
Keep it. All right. Where are you from, Shine?
I am originally from Rockland. I currently live in Lowell.
Oh, wow. Isn't that
you
where
live in Lowell?
I do.
No, a child.
I just moved
from?
There like nine months ago.
Oh, where do you live in Lowell?
Like the lower Belvedere area?
Yes.
Don't bring up Lowell with Courtney.
I'm a Belvedere girl.
Can somebody bring me some Belvedere, please?
How old?
Me? I'm 29.
29. Okay.
Where is that? Is that millennial or is that?
Yeah, he's some,
technically, yeah.
Technically. Favorite band?
It's OAR.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Oh. Of a Revolution, OAR.
Oh.
No, huh?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that before you got here.
I know. It's my favorite band of all time.
Wow.
And don't you like OAR pretty?
Yeah, Wiggy, I do. I happen to like that band.
They perform a lot at your events.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do. Interesting. That could make Shime a candidate that I could deal with.
All right.
I did, I believe I got Shime into the Greg Hill Foundation OAR show.
You did. And
with
it
your
was
girlfriend.
Yes, and it was a tremendous show.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Be careful, Shime. People are going to start saying the fix is in real soon.
To be fair, it wasn't my favorite OAR concert that I've been to since I've been to like 6 of them, but it was number 2. So that's good.
Well, I am intrigued by Shime as a potential candidate to replace Ken. However, we have candidates all week and then I think next week as well, Curtis. So
we have a long list of people.
We are loaded up with candidates.
I have a question for Shime. So today, are you doing this show and then going into your normal show?
I would have been more than happy to, but I don't think management will allow that. I'd be here too many hours in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Laird man is cutting overtime and salaries.
Yes, big time.
That's his number one mandate from management is fire people. Yeah.
That's why I'm trying out for this. Lock me in, then I don't have to worry about it.
Laird Man does not fire in person. He's a fire by email person.
Oh my god.
Right, Laird?
Scaredy. He's a Zoom guy.
The Lairdy cat.
You should see
check your email. management told me I had to do something. I didn't want to do it, but
you should see what he did to our health care. Chopped it.
Well, at least we got good vacation now.
What a joke that is.
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Derek, what's happening?
Well, Hilldog, before I get to the Hall of Fame, as a fan of Gresham Keefe,
yes,
I'm very intrigued by Shiny being in here.
Really?
I am. The kid's he's good.
What does he bring?
I listen to Gresham Keefe.
What would he bring to us? What would he bring to us that Ken didn't?
Oh, Jesus, the list is long. I mean, you're going to cut me off. No, I just think his personality and his interest lines, like the betting aspect that he's on top of. He's kind of one of those, low-level nerds that really like sports, which is interesting for me
because
I hate the nerds.
Yeah.
But I do. I think it would be very interesting. Although he's already kissing ass with his OAR crap.
The guy really likes OAR.
What do you want me to do? Lie?
His favorite band. Favorite band.
Now, Hilldog.
Yes.
Can I get to these people in baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, like, let's put Clemens, Bonds, A-Rod aside, okay? Because clearly, they were Hall of Famers whether they were going to, juice or not. But, you got the Shaughnessys of the world who are never going to get over that. The fact that these people can look at you, and I love the diehards are involved in this as well, because all I hear is it's all about championships. You know, Belichick could whack somebody, bug a locker room, you know, all this other stuff. But, hey, we won. We won. All Schilling did was take this wretched baseball organization. All he did was walk in the door, and you already had Manny, Pedro. You had him, and you lost. This guy came in. He was a winner. He put the team on his back and willed the team to a championship. And then because he's a Republican and a blowhard, and maybe because he's a Steeler fan too, Hillblog, I don't know if you did that.
are you
people turned on Schilling.
So are you saying
this guy's a bona fide slam dunk Hall of Famer if you're talking about competition and championships? And the fact that he isn't in, it just shows, Ken, I know you're listening. The nerds and the geeks are ruining sports. I've been telling you that for years. How Schilling doesn't get in is an embarrassment. These people are watching their spreadsheets and not the games, Hillblog.
Okay, so you're saying based on Ortiz getting in and that being based on championships, apparently, not no discussion of the roid use or whatever.
And clutch play in the playoffs.
Then you're saying that Schilling ought to be in as well. All right, interesting point.
Because they don't like Schilling. It's that simple.
That's not right, though.
Yeah, I know it's not right.
Like I said, it should be an algorithm.
Right.
It shouldn't be about whether you like or dislike somebody. Politics, what they did off the field, it should have nothing to do with that, the Hall of Fame.
I told people not to vote for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a victim. Like he told people not to vote for him. That's what he said last year. And this region didn't turn on Schilling. He bankrupted a state. And he turned on the people here.
Hmm.
I mean, listen, he's a Hall of Famer. The Hall of Fame is a joke to me no matter what. But, like, if we're just judging it on field, of course he's a Hall of Famer. He single-handedly helped change the mindset of an entire organization to win a World Series. He did everything he told us he would do, and he was successful. But to say he's some victim off the field is, I think, a little bit too much.
All right. Coming up on the show this morning, we will get to the news with Courtney at 7:30. And there is yet another uptalker in the news. One of my favorite things. And this uptalker is an elected official in Rhode Island.
Wow.
So I can't wait for that. We'll get to that during the news with Courtney. Also during the news, reason number 1,342 why TikTok must be abolished. We will get to that and other things during the news. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Wow. What a great selection when it comes to the lead.
Keep shining. Like a star that can't wait for a night. I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. Why can't I see you tonight?
Great choice, probably the single greatest cover song ever.
It is the greatest cover song ever.
That is OAR and their version of Fool in the Rain. Wow. This kid is on fire. Would you say he's electric, Courtney?
I would say he's electric.
Shime is electric. Electric so far. We're only a half an hour into the program.
Electric slide, rejoin next.
All right, leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2022 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Chris Scheim, your lead this morning?
Yes, so my lead this morning is odds have officially come out. I'm going to go betting angle for you guys here. Odds have officially come out on if Tom Brady will be on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster for week one of the 2022 NFL season. Currently, yes is minus 2,000, but there's a lot of money to be made in the no, where you can get it at plus 700. So, Wiggy? Lay 100 down, you're winning seven. You're taking home $700 that Tom Brady straight up retires. So if you think Brady retires right now, go make yourself a lot of money.
Okay, and what is your opinion on that?
I think that he's done. I think that's the easy money. You go toss a couple shekels on plus 700, you walk away with seven times your money.
Okay, all right, fantastic. Thank you, Shime. I like that lead. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So in this day in America, everything that used to be has now flipped on its side. We had Howard Stern. I grew up, Howard Stern was the liberal fighting the conservatives at the FCC, saying, I can't speak, you know, I want to speak the truth to power. Now he's yelling at people who don't get a certain booster shot, demanding that they get, like, put under house arrest. And in the latest news of our world changing completely, we have Neil Young. I mean, I love, like, Shime OAR, I loved Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Yep. I didn't have to look it up. They were my favorite band. Uh-huh. And in 2006, Neil Young led the Freedom of Speech Tour.
Okay.
That went all across the country, uh-huh. celebrating people's uh-huh. First Amendment yeah. and freedom of speech. Uh-huh. Now, 2022, Neil Young is demanding that Spotify remove his music over false information about vaccines on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I believe he gave them an ultimatum yep. and said, either my music stays mm-hmm. and Rogan goes,
oh, wow.
or my music goes.
I really would love to see people who actually sit and watch or listen to a Joe Rogan podcast.
Ugh, they'll be there forever.
But the situation is, he's nothing. Like, he's just a guy who was an MMA guy, who is a stand-up comic, who tried out podcasts and completely changed the medium, made himself millions of dollars, and is a great success. He's not an expert. He has experts on.
Yeah, he dares to put an opposing opinion on the air.
But it's like, he's being discussed like Howard Stern doing a segment with blackface in the 80s. Like, he's just doing a podcast with experts on. I'm surprised he's not one of my reads today. But the whole situation with this is laughable. Like, everybody has gone mad.
So Neil Young is mad because Joe Rogan talked about the pills and medicine that he took when he got COVID?
Yes, and he has guests on who suggest, you know, when you look at whatever the data is, that the data can be construed in a different direction. I mean, I've actually listened to several guests that he has had on, mm-hmm. and I find them to be informative and interesting. What is wrong with that?
If you don't like
country?
Them, don't listen.
You don't have to listen.
There's a million other podcasts out there that can go with your views.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like people who follow you on Twitter and yell at me for having Tom Brady takes. You don't have to follow me. I'm just on Twitter.
Fantastic lead. Thank you, Chris. Fantastic lead. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Another reason why I think Tom Brady is going to ride off into the sunset because he doesn't want to deal with this crap. Antonio Brown is now saying that he is going to pursue legal action against the Buccaneers. His attorney, Sean Burstyn, talked on HBO's Real Sports. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, these guys at Tampa Bay Bucks try to make an agreement with me to give me $200,000 to go to the crazy house so these guys could look like they know what they're talking about. These guys aren't professional.
Wait.
Treated me
they
wrong.
Offered you $200,000 for them. What?
The offer was Antonio would basically sit on the sidelines, go on some list, and commit himself to some form of intensive mental health treatment. And we were specifically told in writing by the general manager twice, don't spin this any other way.
Antonio, do you think you need mental help of any kind?
I have mental wealth, man.
Oh. Yeah. So
he has mental worth?
Wealth.
Wealth. Oh, mental wealth.
Yes. Okay. So they are pursuing
money. I'm mentally poor, by the way.
Correct.
Several people have mentioned that based on my discussion yesterday about the guy who wants a heart transplant. But anyway, go ahead.
So he's pursuing money for the ankle surgery and money that he feels is owed by the NFL's collective bargaining agreement. He also said he's looking into a possible civil lawsuit in the form of defamation for the Bucks, claiming he had mental health issues mm-hmm. in an episode. This, to me, why would Tom Brady want to return to deal with getting asked a million questions over and over again? Because I'm sorry, AB's not going away. He's not going away. He's posting in now a Ravens uniform, but he's also going to continue this narrative with the Bucks. I think this has to weigh a little bit in Brady's mind.
I wonder if anybody's going to sign him, though.
Well, why is he posting on Twitter in a Ravens uniform?
Because he wants to play with Lamar Jackson. Like, oh, okay. You know, they asked him, I think it was on I Am Athlete, Brandon Marshall asked him, like, if you could play with one quarterback.
Oh, that'll go well. Lamar Jackson not throwing the ball to Antonio Brown one day.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy?
You're welcome.
All right, so now we're a couple days away from this weekend's championship games. And the one thing that I noticed about all four teams, and I was thinking about this with, you know, obviously, my New England Patriots, and where do they go from here? How do they get back to the mountaintop? And I think it's very simple. A lot of people say defense, 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 but it isn't. It's about their offense, and it's very simple.
Here are the four teams that are playing in the championship games. In the NFC, you got the Rams, and you have the San Francisco 49ers. In the AFC, the Bengals and the Chiefs. And each one of those teams has a top 10 wide receiver mm-hmm. when it comes to receiving yards. The Rams have Cooper Kupp, who was number one. The 49ers have Deebo Samuel, who was number five on that list. The Bengals have Ja'Marr Chase, who was number four. And KC has Tyreek Hill, who was number seven. So when you look at the way teams need to be constructed in order to win or get to that level, I think we need to throw the whole defense thing out the window. And it's about, do you have one of those top dog skill players? You know, and if you look at these teams, I think that's something that Bill Belichick has to really be looking at. He should be pushing hard for a guy like Devontae Adams in Green Bay.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Great lead.
Thank you.
Speaking of this weekend's games, and we get to ask this every few years, is it an issue for your fan base if you are a professional sports franchise and you need to beg them not to sell their tickets to fans of your opponents? Mm. As one Sean McVay did yesterday.
Really grateful for those Rams fans. Hold on to those tickets, and it'll be much appreciated. But our guys are looking forward to putting on a good show against a great opponent. But, can't wait to be able to do it. And don't sell those tickets.
but even furthermore, Ticketmaster, I think they took it down now, but you had to put in like your area code or your address to make sure that you lived in the area.
How embarrassing is it, though? You're an NFL franchise headed to NFC Championship, and you got to tell people not to sell their tickets to the opposing fans.
I have a question for the group. If they make the Super Bowl, does it still count as them hosting it if over half of the fans there are not Rams fans?
No, it probably doesn't.
That's okay. What they get right. For moving back to L.A.
It's so crazy.
It really is.
And I follow a lot of 49ers wags on Instagram, and they were posting it nonstop.
Because really? Football's not big out in L.A.
Curtis, what are you laughing about?
She loves the wags.
I love it.
Well, I
Chris has no
Super
idea
Bowl.
What wags are.
Courtney, at one point, it was on her bucket list to be a wag.
No, I met them at a Super Bowl in
she
Miami.
Could have been a wag.
They were awesome.
She could have been a wag.
Yeah,
she
had Greg follows the Celtics mags.
He had multiple opportunities to be a wag.
Yeah, that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted for myself. So
now you just follow it.
Is there an acronym for your current situation?
No. Wife.
Just wife. No ags.
No.
Okay. All right.
What does it mean by like?
You don't want to put an S in front of ag for Santo.
All right. Chris Scheim trying to get Ken's job all morning. We will be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I follow a lot of 49ers wags on Instagram, and they were posting it nonstop.
Really? Because football's not big out in L.A.
Curtis, what are you laughing about?
She loves the wags.
I love it.
Well, I met
Chris has no
Super
idea
Bowl.
What wags are.
Courtney, at one point, it was on her bucket list to be a wag.
No, I met them at a Super Bowl in Miami.
She could have been a wag.
They were awesome.
She could have been a wag. Yeah.
Shuffling in my feet. People sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off in. Don't feel like Satan, but I am with them. So I try to forget it, and in a way I can. People run.
Well, there he is, Curtis, a man who stands for free speech and has for 40 years, unless you disagree with him about COVID. Then he wants you removed from Spotify. By the way, Joe Rogan, I think they signed Joe Rogan for over $100 million wow. Spotify. So yeah. I think they'll probably do away with Neil Young's music and keep Joe Rogan. If I were running Spotify, that's what I would do.
I mean, and the other thing is it's the great element of a free market economy because mm-hmm. his like people, there's a vacuum for just basic questions being asked of certain people, and he's filled it. And single-handedly, some of his interviews get over 50 million clicks or listens, whatever they wow. determine it by. And it's, you know, people find it. Other people are, you know, when you don't have the answer to go against an argument with, you silence.
But when did it happen that people were triggered by an opposing opinion? Because, it seems to be just the last couple of years where people, you know, they disagree with somebody and then they're immediately trying to find a way to silence them.
Do you know what the greatest straw man argument is? When people don't want to engage in an argument because they claim it's been, quote, settled. Like, it's been settled. If there has been a scientific proof of something being settled and I'm on that side, I would love to argue it because I have the facts. Why wouldn't you want to engage in a discussion?
Right.
If it's already been settled in your favor, you would obviously, using logic, embarrass the person who's challenging it. Mm-hmm. Yet they always say that, which is clearly, it's not settled. There's nothing settled in the discussion of what the topics of the day are.
I enjoy, for instance, yesterday mm-hmm. when we got to the interview with the father of the guy who was trying to get the transplant, and Courtney was on the opposing side of things with regard to things that I had said. I enjoyed that discussion.
Yeah.
Right. I like trying to get into Courtney's head and figure out what she's talking about, and why I enjoy it. What is wrong with people who can't have... Neil Young is like whining about remove my music or remove Joe Rogan.
And
like, weren't you a guy who was like, you know, in Ohio, you know, fighting for equality and free speech and ending the Vietnam War? Like, what's wrong with you?
And you and I disagree on that one topic. And then we literally don't. There's no argument after. There's no, I can't be around Greg because it's just crazy how people, and you should have seen. I mean, I had some DMs after being like, oh, completely agree. And then I had some DMs after that were like, you're an idiot. And, right. you know, yes. you're this, you're that. You know, it's crazy. If you don't like what you're listening to, change the station.
Yeah, but that's not how people are. Social media has created this thing now where it's if they don't like what you say, they try to drag you. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's about what about we went through with the whole pandemic. You give an opinion about, you know, the pandemic, and it's instantly throw in your face, look how many people have died. But you have to have the mindset, if, you know what, like you said, if they don't like it, they can change the channel. But if they want to listen and, you know, you go back and forth. To me, I always feel like this. If you don't like what I say, you know what, like my mother used to say, kick rocks and kiss my ass.
Well, you listen, like some of Joe Rogan has had some good guests on. They're mm-hmm. interesting. He had a guy who was head of cardiology at a hospital in Texas on who I listened to, who was brought up some really interesting things
right.
that make you think. Now, if people don't agree with what that... Now, that guy's actually a doctor.
Right.
Who testified in front of Congress
mm-hmm.
about the pandemic.
Right.
So I'm guessing that he knows a little bit about of what he talks.
Right.
But if people hear it and they go, well, he's a quack.
Yeah, they completely shut it down.
The guy's a quack.
The greatest
quack.
Example of this, Greg, is early on in the pandemic, we had Dr. Boney from Penn State on basically weekly. He was informing us on things that we had no idea about.
Yes.
And nobody complained. It was fine. And then we had this Dr. Macri on who had a differing point of view. I think he's at Johns Hopkins.
Yes, right. Yes.
And it was like, who is this idiot you're what? Having?
Like, right. Irresponsible. How dare you put somebody on? I've been told by the government what I must think about this. How dare you put somebody on who's going to make me question what I'm thinking?
When right. people want to shut things down, the reason why is because they're not intelligent enough. See, like, I feel like the most intelligent people out there, and there's not a lot of us out there, that can...
you know what? Good on you including yourself
right.
in that group.
Because I look at it like this, whether I disagree with
you. Could you imagine in 3,000 years somebody finds a Wiggy fossil?
Well, you know what? they're gonna find the intelligent gene. Because whether I disagree with your point,
when you're intelligent, you can understand some of the things that you might be saying.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you completely shut somebody's point down and you don't, like, you like, I don't know, this person's out of their mind, this person's a quack, and you can't find one thing that you can go, okay, I can see why you're arguing from that point, even though I don't agree with it, that means you just have a lack of intelligence. Wait,
people lose, you see it. Mm-hmm. You see the Twitch chat. Yep. You see the text line. If I say something... if I offer a question about presenting a vaccination card right. at a restaurant in Boston, people lose their mind. You're irresponsible. But, you know, if I say, geez, it's interesting to me that somebody can present their vax card at a restaurant, go and sit down, and because they're vaccinated and asymptomatic, they can give everybody in the restaurant Omicron. That seems interesting to me. And people go, wow, what are you talking about? Why? How dare you say that?
I also think not everything has to be black and white. Like our argument yesterday or our back and forth yesterday, we all three of us agreed that Brigham and Women's, is that where he was? Yeah. That they shouldn't be playing God in this. They shouldn't right. be putting him in this situation. But we had different opinions when it came to what he should do in his family. Mm-hmm. That it doesn't need to be, if you're on one side, you're on one side completely. There can be back and forth.
And you can be like, oh, okay, I can see yeah. what that is. And then I can go to the other side.
Yep.
That's what I said. There's only a few of us in this world that have that intelligent gene that can do that. And I'm telling you, it is a gift. Not many people can do that. It's like politics, right? No. When you're left, you... Anything somebody says from the right, you
now listen, no disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
One gene you do not have mm-hmm. is the country music gene.
And coming up, I don't know about that.
And coming up at 9 this morning, the WEEI Penn game, mm-hmm. you can win Garth Brooks tickets. I cannot say Brooks every time I say Garth, but Garth Brooks tickets. All you have to do is identify the country artist before Wiggy does. Mm. So
I got some canned folk from down south. So
oh, you do?
I got a little
They're
bit
helping of- you out.
You're no, I got a little. I got okay. a little bit of the, right. the country gene.
Well, that is coming up at 9 on today's Greg Hill Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.